Now that you have an understanding of what anthropometry is, let's look more closely at anthropometric data and how it's used in systems design. Scientists and researchers collect extensive data about human measurements for different purposes. Tables and tables of anthropometric data describe the measurements of different areas of the body across various populations of people. Data is often sorted by gender, nationality, or age group, and is typically provided in terms of percentiles, expressing how measurements relate to the average. We don't need data, of course, to see that humans come in all shapes and sizes. Many factors, including gender, ethnicity, age, and geographic location, influence the size of the human body. Men are generally larger than women. People of Northern European descent are larger than Asians, and younger adults are larger than the elderly. In workplace systems design, population, or the group of people who will use what's being designed, is critical. Very rarely is a population made up of people of uniform size. On the contrary, most work environments are comprised of varied and diverse workers. The challenge in systems design, then, is to design to ensure maximum comfort and safety for the entire population of workers. So, turning back to the anthropometric tables, we might wonder, how can this data be organized so it makes sense and is useful in systems design? This is where the concept of frequency distribution comes in. Frequency distribution is a summary of how often measures occur within a particular sample. Also called normal distribution, frequency distribution makes data easier to interpret. It enables us to calculate important measures like the mean, which explains what is typical or average within a data set, and the standard deviation, which measures the variation that exists between the measures. Frequency distributions are often displayed in a table format like this, but they can also be represented graphically in a histogram, where the measure appears along the x-axis and the frequency of the measure appears along the y-axis. A histogram can be converted into what's known as a bell curve, so named because when data points of the histogram are connected, the resulting shape resembles a bell. The width of the bell will depend on the standard deviation within the data. Data with large standard deviations form wider bell curves, while data with small standard deviations are narrow. A symmetrical bell curve is known as a normal probability distribution because it's said to model a broad collection of data from the real world. For illustration, let's assume that this bell curve represents the height of adult men in the U.S. We can clearly identify the mean, or 50th percentile. This is the measurement at the highest point of the curve in the center. It also marks the point where exactly half of the population is taller and half is shorter. To the left of the mean, there is a point close to the smallest extreme. This is known as the 5th percentile. Only 5% of the population is shorter than this. Similarly, to the right of the mean is the 95th percentile, and only 5% of the population taller than this. In ergonomics, these three measurements are used as follows. The small people in the group are known as the 5th percentile, the center of the range is the 50th percentile, and the larger end of the range is the 95th percentile. General anthropometric guidelines recommend that design be based on the broadest range of workers, from the very small to the very large. Specifically, design should provide accommodation from the 5th percentile female to the 95th percentile male. Another common way to think of this is to design to ensure taller individuals can fit and shorter individuals can reach.